Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We look ahead now to Law Enforcement Appreciation Week next week. With us for the conversation, Detective Dusty Pallee with the Peer Police Department joining us via phone from Peer. Dusty, welcome.
Yep, you can hear me?
Pallee? Well, maybe if I say your name right, I've said it two different ways and both of them are wrong. Pallee, is that right?
Yep, Pallee. Yep, that's correct.
I appreciate your patience with that. And then joining us live from our studios, SDPB studios in Rapid City, Captain Tony Harrison, who is the National Trustee for the South Dakota Fraternal Order of Police and is also with the Pennington County Sheriff's Department. Tony Harrison, welcome.
I am here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. We are all together here. So let's go ahead and look ahead. Law Enforcement Appreciation Week next week. Dusty, activities in Peer. Let's start there and tell us what we have to look forward to.
Well, on Wednesday, May 9th, or 17th, at 9:30 in the morning, there will be a wreath laying ceremony at the Capitol Lake Monument outside the Capitol Building. Following the ceremony from 10 o'clock to about 10:30, there will be a motorcade from the George S. Mickelson Building, which would be the Law Enforcement Training Center. That will go from there to the Madison Avenue Church of Christ. And then at 10:30, they will have a memorial service at the church.
Give me an idea, Dusty, of who's the audience, who are you expected to come? Do law enforcement officers come from throughout the state? Is it a public event?
It is a public event. Anybody can come. We do get many officers from across the state that do attend.
Right. Tony Harrison, give me an idea of what this week is all about.
Well, Memorial Week for law enforcement is about remembering those officers who've lost their life over the many years. And every May 15th is when the memorial is held in D.C., and it's to recognize the officers that died the year prior. So it's a big deal to these folks. You know, there'll be 15,000 to 20,000 people on D.C.'s Capitol on May 15th for this year's memorial service. Typically the president is there, or at least one of the senior cabinet members. So it's just one of the times that we can all come together, remember those that paid the ultimate sacrifice protecting the communities that we live in.
Tony, more names every year. Do we have any idea of what those numbers are looking like for the previous year?
Well, last year there was 145 in 2016. In 2015, there was 141. So far this year, there's been 45. I think I just read online just seconds ago that there's another officer that was shot. I don't know his condition down. I think it was in Arkansas. But unfortunately, a lot of these deaths are becoming more violent as well. They're becoming deaths by gunfire versus other things. And that's obviously a great concern for us in the law enforcement world.
Does this week recognize officers who die in everything from a violent death, gunfire from a suspect, or a car accident? Well, you know, what else?
Correct. Anything that's considered on duty. It could be a car crash. You're in a pursuit. You get hit by a drunk driver. You're on the side of the road. We have a lot of officers every year hit, on a traffic stop on the side of the road, and someone will be too close and hit them. Even a tragic event like you respond to a critical event like a shooting or a major school event, and you have a heart attack an hour or two later, and it's tracked back to the activity you were involved with led to that heart attack. Those are also the Public Safety Officer Benefits Act has a committee that looks at those cases individually. In fact, Sheriff John Bechtold from South Dakota in 2008 had a heart attack while performing CPR on a young man after a car crash and died while performing CPR on this young person. And so it can be any way in the line of duty that you pass away.
Dusty, next Wednesday, take me to the scene there and give me an idea of what to expect at 9:30 for the wreath laying.
At the wreath laying, what they will do is the South Dakota Highway Patrol will have their honor guard there, and they it's very kind of a short ceremony there at the Capitol Lake, but they will have the honor guard there. They'll bring up a wreath. They'll lay it down. They'll post the colors for the flags, and there'll be somebody will be speaking for a short amount of time. They'll be playing taps there by the lake, and then the Highway Patrol also does a gun salute there as well.
Tony, have we lost any law enforcement officers in South Dakota in the past year?
In the past year, we have not lost any in South Dakota. Obviously, we had a deputy shot just a couple of weeks ago out east, mm-hmm. and we're blessed in that area. But of course, it's a dangerous job that we're in, And we know we certainly appreciate the public support in what we do, because it's not a job for everyone, and it's not always fun.
Tell me some of the ways that the public will show their support during Law Enforcement Appreciation Week, Tony.
Well, you know, many times, believe it or not, folks will wear blue. You know, that's a big deal for us. And although, like, I'm a deputy sheriff and we wear a brown shirt and troopers wear tan shirts, law enforcement as a whole, it's kind of a thin blue, the thin blue line, or the blue family is what we consider it. And so obviously that's a big deal for us. And, you know, it's amazing. Something as simple as a smile, the word thank you, that goes a long way, you know, for these officers that are out on the street. You know, I'm more in an office setting now. But those folks that are out working the street in the heat and the cold and the extreme weather, they're out there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And something as simple as a thank you is it goes a long way. Many times I've had meals purchased for me by folks, and I don't even know who they are. That goes a long way. Not that I'm telling folks to do that, but I'm telling you, just a smile, a five-finger wave, it goes a long way.
Dusty, tell me, in your experience, what are some of the ways that people have shown appreciation for what you do that has had meaning to you?
You know, we've had kind of some of the same things, like Tony has said, too. We've had people in the community purchase meals for us just kind of unexpectedly. We've had a lot of people even come out to the police department, and they've dropped off different treats or different snacks just to kind of help show their support. But I agree with Tony, just saying hi on the street, saying thank you, just being friendly. I mean, that goes a long way, too. So, but I would say, you know, especially in Pierre, kind of a little bit smaller community, obviously, than Rapid City is, we have pretty good support from the community here. I know here a while back they did this corner grocery challenge thing here in town, and multiple businesses got together and were either offering discounts or giving stuff to law enforcement, which, again, you know, not something we ask for or want them to do, but it just showed the support that our community really had for our law enforcement here.
Tony Harrison, let's talk about Nationwide. You're the National Trustee for the South Dakota Fraternal Order of Police, so you have a lot of contact with officers throughout the country. How does South Dakota compare with some of the issues that officers here are facing as compared to some of the issues officers in other states are facing right now?
Well, I think it's fair to say that we all have the same issues. You know, it really comes down to the volume of times you deal with the same issues. And a good example is, you know, this past several months in North Dakota, you know, the folks with the Access Pipeline, and we know there'll probably be some more stuff coming through with the Keystone Pipeline issues. You know, and remember, our job is to make sure the public is safe. That really is what we do. And so the issues are the same across the country. Really the difference being the frequency and maybe the level of violence. And I agree with Dusty, is we have fantastic support in Rapid City and Pennington County, and even the folks I know across the state in Sioux Falls and Aberdeen. Our communities support us in South Dakota. And so we really have it better than some of the bigger cities that don't have the support that we do. You know, the folks in our area are great to us, and that makes it a good job.
That relationship is ongoing, though, Tony. And when something like what happened in North Dakota happens, it must make conversation turn to, you know, what does that look like in South Dakota? And talk a little bit about the ongoing relationship that you have with folks in Rapid City overcoming some of the challenges.
Sure. You know, we really do work hard to include as many people as we can. You know, Sheriff Kevin Tolman and Chief of Police Carl Jeggers do a great job of they're very open books. In fact, tonight there's a Community Action Committee update at 6 o'clock downtown, where you can come and find out, you know, what the latest information is from the Rapid City Police Department. And the sheriff and the chief are very good at being those open books and saying, if you have a problem, come chat with us and we'll deal with it. And that's really the biggest thing, is always communicating and letting folks know that we are here for them. Even the folks with the protest, we don't care if they protest. We're actually there protecting their right to do the protest. And folks don't always think that, but that's why we're there, is keeping them safe, keeping us safe, and keeping the folks that are doing whatever the work is they're doing safe.
Anything you can say about the meeting tonight as far as the agenda or who you hope shows up?
You know, I don't know all the details of it. I know Captain Corey Brubachen is going to attend for the sheriff's office. I know that I know Assistant Chief Hedrick is going to be there from the Rapid City PD, and I've got an event already planned, so I'm not totally filled in on the information, so I can't. I wish I could.
All right, Dusty, any last thoughts about what's happening in Pierre on Wednesday? We've covered it pretty much. I think 9:30 a.m. is when it begins with the wreath laying at the Capitol Lake, South Dakota Highway Patrol, Honor Guard, etc.
Yes, correct. It's a good event. If you've never attended it, I'd highly suggest at least coming and seeing it at least once. Especially the wreath laying is very neat. The memorial service at the church afterwards is very nice also. It can they do read off all the names of the fallen officers, you know, over the years, and it can get kind of emotional at times, you know, but it's a very good event, and it really makes you think and just realize what law enforcement, you know, does and what they've risked for public safety.
All right. Detective Dusty Pulley with the Pierre Police Department, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Captain Tony Harrison with the Pennington County Sheriff's Office, we appreciate your time as well.
Thank you.